Death Comes as the End by Agatha Christie. Narrated by Amelia Fox.
Chapter 1. Second Month of Inundation. 20th Day. Renesem stood looking over the Nile. In the distance she could hear faintly the upraised voices of her brothers, Yachmoza and Sobek, disputing as to whether or no the dikes in a certain place needed strengthening or not. Sobek's voice was high and confident as always. He had the habit of asserting his views with easy certainty. Yachmoza's voice was low and grumbling in tone. It expressed doubt and anxiety. Yachmoza was always in a state of anxiety over something or other. He was the eldest son, and during his father's absence on the northern estates, the management of the farmlands was more or less in his hands. Yachmoza was slow, prudent, and prone to look for difficulties where none existed. He was a heavily built, slow-moving man, with none of Sobek's gaiety and confidence. From her early childhood, Renesem could remember hearing these elder brothers of hers arguing in just those self-same accents. It gave her suddenly a feeling of security. She was at home again. Yes, she had come home. Yet as she looked once more across the pale, shining river, her rebellion and pain mounted again. Kai, her young husband, was dead. Kai, with his laughing face and his strong shoulders, Kai was with Osiris in the kingdom of the dead. And she, Renesemb, his dearly loved wife, was left desolate. 8 years they had had together. She had come to him as little more than a child, and now she had returned. Widow.